Good morning. We're coming up on 8:30, and it is time now for our Focus on Education program as we spotlight Beatrice Public Schools. And with us this morning, we welcome in Superintendent Pat Naroth. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Dave, doing well. It's always a pleasure to be here and come in and do the program. I kind of feels different. I think usually there's if I'm here, there's like three or four other people, but it's just me today. I hope that works out.
You're running solo today, aren't you? That's all right. That's okay. Can you believe we're into April? Here we are, April 5th.
Yeah, the year has gone quickly, especially second semester. It just seems like we just got back from Christmas, and already we're into the first part of April with that. Lots going on in the district. If your listeners are looking for something to do in the evening, great activities going on. Today in particular, we have, I think, girls soccer here, girls tennis here. We have baseball. Our boys are playing away in soccer. So just lots going on, lots to take part in if you like to watch good athletics and activities at a school.
The calendar is full at this time of the year, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Lots going on.
But it's all right because it really, it's great to showcase what these kids can do and their talents and such.
I agree totally with that. And as I watch our kids, I know we had an art production or showing here recently, we just have a lot of very amazing and talented families and children in our community.
Well, let's get on with our program for the morning. As far as our topic, we got a lot to talk about. I know you and the Board of Education staff, you've been pretty busy lately talking about some staffing issues and such. I know you had a special meeting last night at
yes.
At the administration office, and basically, what are you looking at? What kind of in a nutshell, talk a little bit about what's going on here. Give us a little status report.
Well, first off, I'd tell your listeners that around this time of the year, we start probably before Christmas, but after Christmas, really get into it heavily, looking at what are we looking at as far as changes going into next year as part of the strategic plan. That's one of the items we look at very closely. Look at what our board goals, how those tie in with that. At last night's staffing meeting, we needed to have a special meeting because we wanted all the board members to be able to be there and weigh in on the staffing, because we had a couple of things come up that that the board itself really needed to look at and decide what they wanted to do. As your listeners know, we've been increasing our preschool programming for the last year and a half. And that's a direct result of our strategic plan. When we sat down with the board in our retreat in January, they again emphasized that preschool services was something they really wanted to focus on. So as we started to look at preschool numbers as registration started, we found that we had more students, more children, than we had programming. So made a recommendation. The board wanted to look at both a three-year-old preschool program adding and a four-year-old. My recommendation was, let's start with the four-year-old. And the board looked at that, looked at the waiting list that would be on the three-year-old and said, no, we want to do both three and a four. So we'll be looking to at facility space and to be able to put in both a three and an additional 3 and 4 year old program going into next year. You know, we talk in our community, our theme is stake your claim. And if you look at what our board did last night, they staked their claim to early childhood education and preschool programming for the children in our community. I look at that and I think in the both short term and long term, that will pay enormous dividends for our families, for our children, and for our community academically. So I'm excited about that. Additionally, when you start to add kids to a preschool program, you find additional kids that have special needs. And in particular, at that age level, we'll find things dealing with language, speech and language. So the board added a speech and language pathologist, and that person will work pretty significantly with the preschool programming and just help with language development of those kids. The board looked at our kindergarten numbers. I made a recommendation to add a section of kindergarten where our numbers we thought wouldn't be as high as they are. They're a little bit higher than what we thought. So we're going to add a section back of kindergarten. We currently have 6 sections of kindergarten, so we're going to be going to 7. We currently have 7 sections of first grade, so we're going to reduce a section of first grade with that kindergarten moving up. And that reduction will happen either through movement or attrition. We'll either, you know, if a staff member retires, we won't replace one. So we'll deal with that. The other couple of items that we dealt with were we're just finding that we need some help on the behavior, emotional end, dealing with kids with special needs. So we're going to work with ESU5 and contract for a part-time person there to help with that. And then the last thing is, at this time, we added a halftime accompanist, or halftime, about 5 hours a day at the high school. To help with our music program and provide support for that. So all in all, it was a pretty significant addition. And as your listeners can probably tell, focus mainly on preschool services for those below age 5. So I think a lot went on during that meeting, and it's going to set the stage for what happens in this district for a long time to come.
At the moment, preschool, you are housed where? Facilities? They are where?
Now, your listeners can't see my reaction to that, your question, because I started to, my wife would call it a smirk. I call it a smile or a laugh. But we had a large conversation on that last night. Right now, we're putting preschool kind of wherever we can find room to put preschool. We have 3 locations currently. When I came here, we basically had preschool over at Paddock Lane. Since I've been here, we've added preschool now to Cedar, and we have preschool back out at SCC. We are hopeful that we can continue to house the 2 new programs in one of these 3 locations. If not, we will be looking for a 4th. Our goal, long-term, the board's goal, and we'll be talking about this with the community, I think, in this end of this year, upcoming next year, is board really wants to see preschool services be in one location. And I think that makes absolute sense. You have all the staff together. You have economy of scale. That works out. But that requires us to have the bigger conversation related to what I heard when we went out and talked about the bond issue for the elementary. Is people would ask me this: what is your plan B? At the time, the board was going, well, we think we have a good plan. We want to see what happens with that first. Well, community said for a variety of reasons that weren't ready at this time to build a new elementary facility. So now we're going to be talking more about what is our plan B. And I think when we start to look at that, we're going to be looking at the following. If you look at our student population at this time, look at the makeup, look at the addition of the preschool, there are some things that could happen. You could designate one building as a pre-K center. Take the other 3 buildings and do a variety of things with. You could make each one a K-5. All of the same size, or you could make 2 of them a 2 section K-5 and the other one a 3 section K-5. You could do grade level buildings. You could do one of the buildings, make it kindergarten first, the other one second, third, the other one fourth, fifth. In any of those scenarios I talked about with those other 3 buildings, I think you then look at the more significant or self-contained special ed programs, and then you divide them between those 3 buildings. So you don't have all of them in one building. Those are great programs. And honestly, I think we deny our kids the opportunity to be able to associate with kids of all different types when we only have it in one building. I think the kids at Paddock Lane do a great job. You find there's such relationships that happen at that. I think kids lose out in the other buildings if we don't do that. So you're going to see us starting to have conversations about if we aren't going to build a new elementary, then how do we deal with our current setup? Because, you know, we've been talking that what we used to do has worked so well for a long time, but we're struggling a little bit with it now. 30% of our kids in every one of our elementary do not reside in their attendance center. Why? A variety of reasons. We have to move kids, and that would have had to happen if we didn't add the section of kindergarten. We would have had to move kids from all different buildings to different areas to try to even out numbers. We just have to do something a little bit different. So we'll be having those conversations in the community. We'll want community feedback on that because we will have a plan together for 17-18 to restructure or do something.
All right. We'll be back 8:40 on the morning. We'll continue our visit with Pat Naroth right after this here on KWBE.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. Find out how we're helping others pursue their dreams and declare your own at amfam.com/dreams. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance Company, American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Contact agents Sharon Bilsbach or Cheryl Worth in Beatrice to learn more today.
The 2016 Weir's Angus Farms Working Class Production Sale is in the books, and it was a huge success for buyers and sellers alike. Greg, Brett, and Judy would like to extend a big thank you to all of their valued customers for making this year's sale the best ever, and to the crew at Fairbury Livestock for all their help. They wish you continued success with your purchases and look forward to seeing you again next year. Once again, thank you from Greg, Brett, and Judy at Weir's Angus Farms of Diller, Nebraska.
Fletcher's Decorating in Remnant City in downtown Beatrice offers quality and service that will floor you. Head to Fletcher's Decorating today and Daryl will walk with you step by step to find the flooring or carpet that will be best for your house. Fletcher's Decorating has been helping you pick out and install your flooring since 1951. There's a wide variety of brands and styles to choose from. You can even take samples home and see how they look before you make a purchase. That's at Fletcher's Decorating in Remnant City on Main Street in Beatrice.
It's 8:42 as we continue our visit with Superintendent Pat Naroth from Beatrice Public Schools. Again, if you ever have a question, feel free to call us up. We'll be sure to pass it along. Getting back to the preschool, by adding the three-year-olds, potentially what number are we looking at as far as the number of students that we would have in preschool by the time you put three- and four-year-olds together? Do you have a number yet? Or
currently, we have over 200 kids signed up for preschool.
Over 200.
Yeah. To give you an idea, that is more students than would be in the K-5 Cedar Elementary.
Did you anticipate that number would be that when you started looking at preschool?
Well, first off, I have to give a lot of credit to our preschool staff, whether it be, Teresa Smith, who kind of heads that program, Missy Timmerman, who works tirelessly with that, and then our teachers and paras there. I think it speaks to the quality of our programming and the need in our community mm-hmm. for preschool services. So, I think at this time there's like 93 three-year-olds signed up and 111 four-year-olds.
Quite the number. Quite the
number.
Yes, it is. Now, by doing this, as you look at this, as you talk about between staff, the number of students, facilities, and such. I mean, dollar-wise, what are we looking here as far as in our budget? How as to what we're going to end up paying for this?
Well, that's a great question. you know, as we looked at it, and we had this conversation in pretty much in detail with the board at the Committee of the Whole, is this comes with a pretty good price tag. Now, some of that will be offset through costs, and I'll talk a little bit about that. But the overall cost with the additions, even minus the subtractions of cutting a section of first grade, is still, above $250,000. But there are certain things that helped offset that, and I think made the board think it would take care of itself in the long run. The first is, we had written a grant to add an additional preschool program. We do know that we are on the state board agenda. We have not gotten official approval yet, but our grant is on the agenda, of hopefully for approval coming up this week. So I think there's a chance we will get that. The other part is for four-year-olds, just to give you an idea, four-year-old kids, students do go into the funding formula. So we do get a percentage back on that. So in the long run, a group of 18 four-year-olds almost pays pretty much for the program. So they kind of cover themselves. And then there's some funding that goes along with the three-year-olds through, I don't want to make it too complicated, but it's IDEA Part B, which is kind of SPED money, that special education money that is you have to allow for preschool services. So we can do some things there. So there are some things that offset that. So while that amount seemed high, the offsetting part of that kind of took care of some of that.
That grant, is that just a one-time startup grant, or is that something you can apply for year after year
It's a one-time startup, but after the program is going, if you're full of kids, it pretty well, you generate enough money to pay for the program.
Okay. The students, the 3 and 4 year olds, are they limited just to Beatrice, to the district, or are you allowing other preschool students to come in?
At this time, it's for children who reside here. I would assume we would take a look at if somebody, usually we don't get into option in students or option out at 3 and 4 year olds. Yeah. But at this time, I just see it right now. We have enough need on from our own parents.
Definitely. Yeah. A lot of conversations yet to come, aren't there?
You know, we were talking during the break. It's an exciting time to be in Beatrice. I mean, there's just lots going on in our community, a lot's going on in our school district, lots going on out at here at News Channel Nebraska.
we're trying to keep up on things, that's for sure. All right, 8:47, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk about professional learning community recommendations. Looks like you are changing a little time on us here, so we'll get to that right after this.